Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This is the last day of 2019. It's hard to believe. We're going to look back at 2019 regarding some of the issues that we have been involved in the areas of religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and the family. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. It's hard to believe, Holly, that this is the last day of the year, December 31, and tomorrow is going to be January 1, 2020.
2020, can you believe that? Well, but there's so much that we have done, you know, and God has allowed us the privilege of helping so many people. I think of our case in Tampa, where we're helping minors get the help they need, allowing counselors to help them with their unwanted same-sex attractions and behaviors. That was a huge victory
for us. Yeah. And in fact, we just won that case, and that ordinance that banned the counseling was struck down. The city of Tampa has now appealed it. Mm-hmm. So there's two cases pending right now at the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, which is headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia. It covers the southeastern part of the country, Georgia, Alabama, and Florida. We have two of them pending there. Then we also have one, Matt, in the 4th Circuit, which governs the Virginia and Maryland, other surrounding states. And one of those cases is pending there. Interestingly, the Supreme Court of the United States, a year ago, in June of 2018, ultimately mentioned both of those circuit courts of appeal.
Yeah.
They first overrode two other cases, two original cases on this counseling, two of them being our cases, Pickup in the 9th Circuit out in California, and King out of the 3rd Circuit out of New Jersey, overturned them. And then they also overturned a third case, and this is out of the 4th Circuit. That's where we are with one of these cases. And then they cited another Circuit Court of Appeals with favor, approving one of the decisions that had been issued there regarding regulating the speech of doctors in a different context. And that's the circuit that we're at now. So we're in a very good position to take one of these cases beyond all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Right. And the U.S. Supreme Court has already ruled that there is no special category called professional speech, that the government has a lower bar in order to restrict such speech.
So that's exciting to think that the year 2020 could be the year one of these goes to the Supreme Court.
You're right, because we've got three cases pending in two different courts of appeal. In one of the cases where the two cases are pending, the Supreme Court cited a previous decision of that circuit court of appeal with favor.
Right.
And it's a case in which they struck down a regulation imposed in Florida on doctors directing what the doctors are supposed to ask a patient. The other one, it actually ruled against some other speech by individuals in a different context of counseling. It was a different area. And the Supreme Court reversed that, overturned it. So we're in a good position. So thank you for standing with us and praying with us as we continue to take these cases and position one of them to go ultimately to the U.S. Supreme Court. 2020 could be a very exciting year for that to happen.
It could be. And these were issues that a few years ago were looking kind of bleak. I mean, it looked like, you know, this was going to be a long battle, and indeed it has. But it looks like we may have some good news this year in 2020.
So, I mean, you have to just keep on pushing ahead. And if you go back to the very first case, Pickup out of the 9th Circuit Court of Appeals out in California, we litigated that case, should have won, and the 9th Circuit ruled against us. Then New Jersey adopted a very similar rule, and we thought, well, we could win there, and the 3rd Circuit ruled against us, kind of adopting the 9th Circuit's thinking. We argued in both cases that it's wrong, contrary to Supreme Court precedent, and last year the Supreme Court agreed and overruled both of those cases. In the meantime, though, because those cases came about, 18 states, including the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, passed these statewide or territory-wide or district-wide laws. And about 60 local municipalities or governments passed similar restrictions. So they continued to expand. But now it looks like the tide is turning and we just continue to plug away. Mm-hmm. So never get discouraged. Keep on pressing forward. And the pendulum that swings one way can oftentimes go exactly the opposite. With God, all things are possible. Other cases that we've had this year, we've talked about this on Faith and Freedom, of course, involve Sandra Merritt, involving the criminal case and the civil cases. Both of those are the most expensive cases in the history of Liberty Counsel. And this, by the way, this is the 30th year anniversary of Liberty Counsel. It was founded, Anita and I founded it in December of 1989.
Wow.
30 years ago
that.
This month, as we end 2019, this is the 30th year anniversary of Liberty Counsel. And this litigation involving Sandra Merritt, who did the undercover investigation revealing Planned Parenthood's aborting children and harvesting baby body parts through these organ procurement companies, have become the most expensive in history of Liberty Counsel.
Yeah, I mean, we defended Kim Davis, you know, the Kentucky county clerk who went to jail for not signing the same-sex marriage license. And that was a huge case. Still some things going on as well with that. But now, Sandra Merritt, this has become even larger. But it's not just about abortion or defending Sandra Merritt, but it's about journalism in general. And it affects every journalist.
Yeah, it's about the First Amendment.
Right.
Yeah, so as we move into 2020, we have the Merritt cases, both in the civil and the criminal cases, still going. We have the Kim Davis case, interestingly, still going, although we were able to get the accommodation she requested for her and for all clerks. Those same-sex plaintiffs are now wanting her to pay personal damages on the case. So that case is still ongoing, and we'll be continuing that case into 2020. We did a search on some of the cases involving LGBT. This would be LGBT issues, for example, in public schools, the libraries where you have the drag queen story hour.
What about that teacher in Wisconsin who had that so-called coming out video he showed to elementary school students?
Yeah, that's
we got involved with that.
Now over 270, pushing 300 of those cases just since January.
Wow.
That we have been involved in. That's a huge number.
Wow.
And one of those is that person who in elementary school, we're talking about kindergarten through fifth grade, did the so-called coming out story with the principal's blessing and sent the video, forced every student in kindergarten through fifth grade without the parents' knowledge or consent, forced them to watch that this person who they knew as a male name said that he was wanting to be truthful and he's hid something from them and he changed his name on this video and he said and the pronouns that he should be called from now on are not he, him or his, not even she, her, it is they, them and their to call a man by a plural pronoun. Now, how confusing is that to
really?
Little kids?
And on the other hand, we have been defending a teacher in Pasco County who was going to be punished for not wanting to supervise a biological female that wanted to go into the boys' locker room.
Imagine that. And he would have had to, the coach, stand in there while this girl is showering in the shower. He obviously said, I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. And he got penalized.
And probably would have lost his job if we hadn't stepped in.
Yeah, he would have. Well, in fact, the public record shows that they were on the verge of terminating him.
Right.
And then the public records show that when we sent a demand letter, they began to talk about it, that there's this law firm, there's this organization, Liberty Counsel, that got involved. And so they stopped the process of terminating this coach. It was also a female coach because they wanted the female coach to do the same thing in the female locker room to allow boys to come in there and change, undress right in front of the girls and to invade their privacy and put them at risk. They wanted the female coach to do the same thing. The female coach and the male coach said, no, we can't do that. You're talking about forcing a male coach to watch a female undress in the boys' locker room.
It's insane.
And have a girl undress in front of all these middle school boys.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So that's like 270 to 300 of those kinds of cases around the country. And it's not changing any at all. I mean, we're continuing to work with so many around the country. We have so many that we can't even talk about on these programs because they are enormous volume of cases in all three areas. For more information, though, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Thank you for praying for Liberty Counsel, supporting the ministry. To learn more about it, you can subscribe to our emails and our newsletters. Go to lc.org, hit the subscribe button, and become a part of the solution rather than just simply sit on the sidelines, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit lc.org.